right, tonight's learning is Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Menachem Mendel, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Strahl, whose yard site was actually the last time we learned was Thursday night. It was last Friday night, Chaf Hei Cheshvan.
Okay.
Okay. At any rate, we are in the middle of the Agdama. I think on page Reis Tzadik Beis, right? The Vata Nasim. Okay. We went through the first piece of the Agdama, which had to do with Smicha School Litvila. Today we learn, as he begins to talk about the Shemayin Esrei, but he talks first about the Makar of the Makar of the 18 Brachas. Va'ato nosim ayin ha-makar ha-brachas she-mitfilas ha-amida. Now let's pay our attention to the source of the Brachas of the Shemayin Esrei. Ha-di'unu chazal, the Gemara says, Shimin ha-pekuli histir Shemayin Esrei Brachas l'fnei Rabba Gamliel al-asei de-biyavna. As you know, the great academy of Torah learning was in Yavne, where the Sanhedrin went to Galus. Now this was roughly 2,000 years ago, around this time in the Churban. So at that time, Shimon HaPekuli set up the Shemayin Esrei that we daven today, the 18 brachas. Tana, correct. But Amar Rav Yechon of Armi Lava Mastisa Tada, Meya Ve'esrim Zakenim. Umehem kama neviim titushmein esri brachas ala seder. It was much earlier. It was the time of the Anshik Nesagdaila, which was a body of 120 zakenim, including many neviim. Vehem nekroam Anshik Nesagdaila, shechayu betchilas man bayisheni. They were 400 years earlier. So, when was it written? Was it written earlier? Was it written later? Ubiushalmi brachas, peribes alachadalin, omer biyermia. Mayav Esrim Zakenim, Ubehen Shmainim, Vikama Neviim, the Shiles Agdala were 120 people, including 80 of them were Neviim, Veloira Chagai Zcharia Malachi, Lakamadeus Kam Ezra HaSeifer Bechlah HaNeviim, Hiskinu Eset Fila. So now we have a contradiction as to when our Nusach originated, in the beginning it is Mabai Sheni or the end. If it was written 400 years earlier, Shimon HaPekuli, Tovchav Shana Achra Shekhnes Agdaila, my history, he comes along 420 years later. Why did he write? Ubetaretzes HaGemara, a very strange answer. Shokhum V'chazer V'sidrum. You hear this? They forgot. They made the Seder of Shemayin Esrei in the beginning of the Bayi Sheni, and over time people forgot what the order of Shemayin Esrei was. So there they had to reinstitute the order of the brachas. So Herbie has a good question. How did they forget? They daven three times a day. You should see how people daven. Okay. The question is a good question. We hope to answer that. But first, let's see what he says.
But also, it could be they forgot the canonical version.
They forgot?
Like the
ecumenical like the version, you mean?
No, the canonical, you know, like the actual version.
Yes, the question is how? If you do it three times a day, it's very hard to forget. I mean, individuals will forget, but not everybody.
You know that I remember in the Gemara of Berachot it says that in Yavne they asked one rabbi, does anyone remember the Nusach of the Mamshini?
They didn't ask him, I remembered. They asked who could write it.
Or who could write it?
Because there they added the 19th bracha. There they would say who's appropriate to write it. But the Gemara doesn't say he forgot it. But you're right, it does say, the Gemara said, who's appropriate to write? It wasn't forgotten. Look, it was saying now, Shokum, the whole Shemayin Esrei was forgotten. We need an explanation of how it was forgotten. Now let's learn what he says, and then Yitzhak will try to share an answer. Ulahavir hashikha hazais. What do you know? Here's the cash. He says, the last paragraph on page Reish Tzadik Beis, he says, what kind of forgetting? They daven three times a day. If there's a fire on Shabbos, you're allowed to save Svarim. Now you're not allowed to carry them out to the street. So if I carry things to a place that's lacking an Erev, to a dead-end street, so you're allowed to carry them out, and they had like Sreifa Shadafla Bebayis B'Shabbos. Well, B'Gemara Tan Rabbanan. Habrachais, what about a Siddur, Rashi says, he brings in parentheses Rashi. Matbei Habrachis Shetov Chacham B'Kanoish Menesri B'Shab Brachis, which means a Siddur, V'Hakameyim, and an amulet, Afo Pishyesh Ben Oisei Shoshem. Even though they have God's name, U Minyonais Harbishab Torah, has many concepts of Torah, Eimatzilonaisem Deadleika. Those you're not allowed to save, you know, obviously you're allowed to save it, there's an Erev. You're not allowed to carry out when there's no Erev. Elon, the Srafim Kaiman, Heim Baskare Seim. On Shabbos, they would get burnt rather than to carry them out. Mekan Amru. Kaisvei brachas kasarfei taira. That people who wrote Sidurim were like people who burned taira. Hatamu, shazman rabbeinu akadosh also lichtav taira shabapeh. During the zman by Yisheini, it was also to write taira shabapeh. L'chein le'nichtavu sidurei tefillah. Imagine that. It wasn't the style to write a Sidur. They didn't write a Gemara, they didn't write Mishnayos. Everything was taught by heart. Dafim irish akasav echad say the brachas la'atzmai. Even if a person did write it for himself, therefore, the ideal was not to write the Siddur. Was something memorized, if there are no Siddurim, so you want to be Yitzah with the Chazan, everyone daven Baal Peh. That we're saying now that everyone daven Baal Peh. Ulaar is a moving, Shabemesach Yosef, Yarbameshana, Shalta Shikha, Bedavra Musla Zikarin. That doesn't mean it was totally forgotten, it means the order was mixed up. Ad Shenevera Seder Hanoch and Shalbrachis. And the people started to daven differently. It's necessary for a man of the stature of Shimon HaPikuli to come along. Even from then till today, there are differences between the different Siddurim even today. Like we have Sfar and Ashkenaz, we have, is it Al-Kein the Kavalucha or Ve'al-Kein the Kavalucha? So Sfaradim say Ve'al-Kein the Kavah between Aleinu, right, the second paragraph, and Ashkenaz say Al-Kein the Kavalucha, which is why Ashkenaz Minyanim go quicker than the Sfarad Minyanim. No, you don't have the Vav. Now he's saying, it's not such a satisfying answer, what he's saying is that there was a general Seder of Shemini Esrei, and over time, it crept in different discrepancies between different people. And Mamela Shemini HaPikuli had to come along and fix it.
Also, wasn't there... Yeah, because Shabbos all the time also, and so... You know, if there was a discrepancy, if the shots were saying something different.
Yeah, but when people corrected him, he said, no, I'm right, and he kept on going. You know anybody like that?
We had all these great people.
I once mentioned the pshat that I saw the Sadma Rebbe brings, I think from his grandfather. He says the following. He says, why do you have to ask for everything every day? We have a Shemini Esrei, we have to ask for Refuas and Parnasa and Tekah B'Shofar. Why do you have to ask for everything every day? Shemini Esrei should be, you get up, whatever you're in the mood to ask for, you ask for. and whatever. Nowadays, it's like, it's not even nice. You go, if you get an appointment with the king, you ask for something. You don't ask for everything. You ask for something. So he explains that there are two parts of davening. One is asking for stuff. If you ask for stuff, you don't have to ask for everything. Then we say that when the Beis Hamikdash was charev, the avoda is shmeina esrei. What does that mean? That means that when we daven, we recognize that it all comes from God. Ki kel melech roife nem av rachman ata. Ki kel tov meitiv ata mevarech hashanim. Besides asking for things, there's a second aspect of davening, which is avoda, in the place of the Beis Hamikdash, where people recognized God's rule. So we do that in Shemini Esrei. So he says, during the time nowadays, there's no Beis Hamikdash. So Neshama Parvus Hafaseinu, our davening is Avoda. We have to ask for everything. When the Beis Hamikdash stood, the Avoda was the Beis Hamikdash. When you daven in Shemini Esrei, you didn't have to say all the middle brachas. Whatever you wanted to ask for, that you requested. If you knew somebody who needed refuah, you know someone who needs a little more brains, so you say atachaydein, or you say refain, or you daven for whatever you're in the mood to ask. Why there's no specific bracha for it? It's a good question. Why there's no special bracha for shidduchim? I don't know.
What?
Why shidduchim? There's no special bracha. I mentioned the other way. Shalom bayis. You know, like
it must be included somewhere.
It's got to be somewhere in there, right?
Okay. We just don't know.
Maybe it's part of reina vanyenu, very very vanyenu. But anyway, so what he says is during the bayis sheni. Before, during the Galus, the 70-year Galus, everyone knew it. In the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, when people didn't have to daven all the requests, so people, they skipped, they learned this, they said that, they chose whichever one they wanted. At the Churban Bayis Sheni, which is 420 years later, now they had to reinstitute it. And we went back to our davening, where you have to say all the middle brachas, and Mela, they reinstituted. There is a big riot to this.
What's the problem? The problem is that, let's say, during the years in the Golus, when you had to say everything, there would have been a psak somewhere from somebody that said, okay, we have the Beis Hamikdash back again. You don't have to daven the way you did before. You could only say whatever you need.
So that psak, that's what they're saying, that's this psak.
Who said that?
Well, we don't have written psakim from them because Torah Shabbat was not written at that time. We don't have any tshuvas from that time period, zero.
Where's the evidence that they didn't daven the whole
thing? So I'll tell you what, there's good evidence to this. Okay. There's a Bir Halacha, and a Bir Halacha is not well known because it's in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Bir Halacha says, what happens if you're traveling? You don't have a siddur, and you don't have an iPhone. So it says in parentheses in the Bir Halacha. Mm-hmm. So you have no way of davening a Shemayna Esrei. So you're going to daven Shemayna Esrei, but you don't know all the middle brachas. You know some of them, you know, you don't know other ones, you don't have any, you don't, some you know, some you don't. So what? 1-800 Shemayna Esrei. I'm sure there's something like that. So you know what the Bir Halacha says? You should daven. Just daven the ones that you know in the middle. He says even Rosh Hashanah, if you don't know all the middle parts of Shema, who knows by heart all the whole thing in the middle of Shema? So do whatever you know in the middle. Which is a raya, even though later, if you get a siddur, you have to daven over. If you miss even one of the middle brachas, you have to repeat Shemini Esrei. But still, if all you could do is some, you still do it. It doesn't be Allah.
But
that's a raya, that there's such a thing as a Shemini Esrei without all the middle brachas.
Is everything for the country?
Even after, no. Once it's about tefillah passed, once noon passed, you can daven shakras. The zman tefillah of 4 hours into the day, you could still daven. But after noon, right? Oh, you mean about tashlumin? That's a good question. If you did the Bir Halachos Shemini Esrei, and you didn't do all the middle brachas, whether you do tashlumin, it's good. I think you do. Because you aren't yoytze the obligation. But that's the evidence that a Shemini Esrei missing some of the middle is still a Shemini Esrei.
But did they do it?
It's not a raya that they changed. That's a raya. If you don't remember Shmon Esrei, okay, so you say what you remember. But it's not a satisfying
okay.
raya.
To me, it's more satisfying as to why it would have been forgotten. Why the Shmon Esrei would have been forgotten had to be reinstituted. It's more satisfying than, he says, the other thing, he says there was just no Siddurim and there were discrepancies.
You know, maybe what it means is that they over time, they forgot the actual Nusach, because the Nusach is like a code for the Tfilah to be accepted.
Okay. Could be that the actual Nusach, there were variations. What? Those days, Chosin, didn't say Shemax, you have the right kavanah. It says today, none of us have the right kavanah, so we might as well just do it anyway. But today, Chassan Dam is the best of everybody. Look at Chassan Dam. But at any rate, these are possibilities. The mystery stands, but it's not unique to here. It's mysterious. The Rana Rosh Hashanah asks how it ever became machlaik as if a trua is a shvarim or a trua. When it says they weren't sure if the mitzvah is tekiya shvarim tekiya or tekiya trua tekiya. So how did that start? So then he says that one of them was the main one and the other one was done as a hider, and then they forgot which was the main one, which was the hider. But still, it's a little difficult how that happened, how that took place. Or how Rabbeinu Tam, how were there two pairs of tefillin? People had tefillin all the time. So how did that creep into to be an argument? So there are a number of machlokes that are very, very hard to say clearly how they crept in. There are differences of opinion as to how to resolve the issue. An extreme opinion is the Michtam Eliyahu, who says that a God Ladar could say, "Oh, we're doing it wrong all these years. I could change things." That's what Rabbeinu Tam did. Very hard to understand that. You know, Rashi wore those tefillin every time. He comes along and says, do it differently. A very, very difficult thing to understand. It's much better to understand. Rabbeinu Tam changed it.
What?
Well, Rabbeinu Tam, he himself changed it.
Oh,
yeah, Klai Yisrael stayed with Rashi.
He was
at the site. Rabbeinu
Tam was came after Rashi.
He's a grandson.
So isn't the halacha that in order for a later Beis Din to change the halacha of a previous Beis Din has to be greater?
If it's a psak of a bezin, you're right. If it's a custom, it's a lot. Contemporaries could argue, and there's a certain amount of time, there's Rishayim, Achrayim. You know, they were, Rabbeinu Tam saw Rashi. I think he was about 8 years old when Rashi died. But they weren't exactly totally different generations. So I think it was his oldest, Rabbeinu Tam was the oldest grandson of Rashi, I believe. No, the Rashbam was the oldest, Rabbeinu Tam was the second oldest. But
it's still a halacha, no? It's not a
halacha. Well, it's not so simple. Contemporaries could argue over
issues. The Torah can argue on the Rosh.
The Torah could argue on his father, the Rosh. They're considered contemporaries. In the eye view of history, they're considered to be contemporaries. Okay, at any rate, this is part of the mystery of Amasai. The other way to understand things is that when you have a machlaikis, that there was one pair of tefillin which everyone held was the halacha, and the other which people wore as a hider. And over time, it became a dispute, which is the main thing. How did they ever start the machlokes of a mezuzah standing or of a mezuzah this way? I had to start. Every door had a mezuzah. So we do it crooked. But how did the machlokes start? What? It's Rashi.
Because
Rabbeinu Tam.
It says one standing, another one like that.
No. Well, the Gemara says kinagar. It says the word kinagar, like a peg. But they're arguing what nagar means. If it means... it comes from a Gemara, but there are two interpretations of the Gemara.
Just a quick question. We try to be Yotzikoloshitas, right?
As much as we can,
So you wear a second pair of tefillin to be Yotzikoloshitas. Why don't we light Chanukah candles two ways?
Because there's no machlaikis.
Well,
Beishamai Bissell, it's true. Yeah, there's no machlaikis in the Paiskim. Well, we don't do like Beishamai because the Baskol said to do like Bissell. Well, we don't. Loba Shemayim is a good argument. But sometimes there's a consensus When there's a consensus, we go according to the consensus. The only time we say to be yaitzeh both is when there's a makar. You should know there are other machloksin about tefillin. Rashi Meir Tam is only one of many. We're not yaitzeh all, we don't try to be yaitzeh all the shitas. But, they said a grah, they asked a grah, why didn't wear a Beinu Tam tefillin? He said, if I want to be yaitzeh all the shitas, I would have to put on 64 pairs of tefillin a day. So, I guess 64 pairs is a little hard. Today, people would say, wear 64 pairs, but, that's not the reason. No, no, that's not the reason. Okay, we pick up on Monday. Next week, Monday and Thursday, business session.